This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnayis Lili Nishmas, my father, Moshe Yitzchok ben Doiv, also Lili Nishmas, Reb Chaim ben Rebelazar, also L'schus Refuah Shleim of Kol Choylei Am Yisrael, also L'schus Kol Am Yisrael, especially those who are Nesunim, B'tzaro V'Shivya. We're up to, Be'ezes Hashem, Nu Masechta, Maseches Shvuas. We're up to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Now, the Masechta of Shvuas talks about when someone swears. The Pasuk says, someone who swears must, if they're swearing that they're going to do something, must do it. And if they're swearing that whether or not they've done something, that must be true as well. So we have Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba. We're going to talk about Shavuos right away in the beginning, swearing in the beginning, and then we're going to immediately digress, as sometimes happens in Mishnayos, but then we'll get back to Shavuos as well to talk about it for the Masechta of Shavuos. Shavuos, when someone swears, it could be one of two things. Lahara oyle hetev, that's what it says in the pasuk, that he will do or won't do something. That's what it means by lahara oyle hetev, whether it's a positive or the negative. And then that can be divided up into two, positive in the future, I will do something or I won't do something, or positive in the past, or negative in the past, I did something or I didn't do something. So Shavuos, if someone swears about something, is shtayim shein arba. It's two categories that then get broken into four different possibilities. So here you have a picture of a man who swears, I will not eat the kikar, I will not eat this bread. And, oh, sorry, he did not eat the bread, but he swore that he would eat the bread. That's one. He did eat the bread, but he swears that he did not eat the bread. That is the second one. So that's positive and negative. And then the same thing for the future. If he swears that he will eat the bread and he did not eat the bread, or he swears that he will not eat the bread and he did eat the bread. So that's for the future. So it's four. Yediyas HaToma. If somebody knew that he was Tame and then he forgot, and then he went and he did something with Kadshim that he shouldn't have done. Let's say he ate Kadshim if he's a Kohen, or if he's Yisrael and he ate something from Kadshim that Yisrael is allowed to eat, or he went into the Beis HaMikdash, he didn't remember that he was Tame. So that's again, Shtayim Shein Arba. It has again two possibilities that divide into two and become two categories, and therefore there are four. How do you have that? You have a person who became Tame and he went into the Azara. Somebody became Tame through Sheretz, and he knew that he became Tame, and then he went into the Beis HaMikdash, or he ate Basar Kadshim. Those are two possibilities, but he didn't realize that where he was walking into was the Beis HaMikdash. He forgot. He didn't realize. Or he didn't realize that this Kadshim is Basar Kadshim. He didn't realize that this piece of meat is Kadesh. That is, those are the two possibilities. Now let's divide them into four. So if he became Tameh, and he forgot that this is a Makam Azara, that this is the Beis HaMikdash, that's one possibility. But what if he forgot that he was Tameh, and he walked in, he knew that it was the Beis HaMikdash? That's another possibility. That makes it two on this from this category. And then from the piece of meat category, if he forgot that this piece of meat was Kadshim, or if he forgot that he was Tameh, that makes it another two. So that's four, two categories that become four. Yitzias HaShabbos, somebody who carry something on Shabbos, but not allowed to carry something from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid. Again, it's Shtayim Shein Arba, it's two categories that divide and become four items. How is that? Well, the two categories are, if he's standing in Rishus HaYochid, or if he's standing in Rishus HaRabim. So if he's standing in Rishus HaYochid, he could grab something that was in Rishus HaRabim and carry it to Rishus HaYochid, and that is one. And if he's standing in the Rishus HaYochid and he takes something from Rishus HaYochid and puts it into Rishus HaRabim, that's two. If you're standing in the Rishus HaRabim, now you put something from the Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim, that's one on that side, makes it three. And then if you're standing in the Rishus HaRabim and you take something from the Rishus HaRabim and put it into Rishus HaYochid, that is another one, and that makes four. Maris Negoyim, Shtayim Shein Arba. The pasuk says that if somebody sees a nega tzaras on his body, se'es oisa pachas oi baheres, that there are, in the pasuk it speaks about three types of white. Really what it means is se'es is a snow white, and baheres is a plaster white, and sapachas means a sub, something that's a little bit less than that. So se'es, snow white, and the sapachas of that, and then there's baheres, the plaster white, and then there's also a sapachas of that. So that makes it two categories, snow white and plaster white, and then there's subcategories that make it shtayim shein arba. Yashakoyach, and have a...
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.